This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Hey listeners, it's B-Side. This episode features Christina Kalinowski, a nutritional therapist practitioner. We want to emphasize from every corner of Gloucester in the country, she is not a doctor. Let's get to the show.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed, talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed, bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. And it's episode 73. Thank you, B-Side, for writing that down. Because I was like, and I
welcome.
Really don't know what episode this is. So 73. Didn't hit 100 in 2017.
No, we didn't want to do that in 2017. We wanted to do that in 2018.
Well, we have to in 2018.
Well, you're the one that's busy.
We have to.
No. You're the one that got like a promotion and shit.
I got a job and shit.
You got some moves happening. You got some big moves on the way.
A lot of big moves.
We already discussed this in episode 72. Go back,
we
people.
Did.
Go back.
So we are here tonight with B-Side.
What up?
And we are bringing back one of my favorite people ever in the whole entire world. And she has had so much happen. That would be Christina.
Hello.
Thank
you for having me.
You are welcome. I'm so excited. What is happening? What do you hear?
Do you hear whistling?
Outside.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
someone, a big diesel truck, it must be the... Oh, I'm not going to say it out loud.
That's what happens when you live on a busy street.
Yeah.
So, we have some... Obviously, we always have our hot plate that we go through.
Yes.
You know, I feel like we'll touch upon some of it, you know... I just don't want to spend too much time on this. I want to go through them because right. I'm just itching to talk to Christina so bad.
Absolutely. Well, she's right? listed as one of your spirit animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just amazing. Love her energy. And I really don't want to bog down her energy with really fucked up things.
There
just trying to keep positive here. What's it today? Middle of January, last time.
End of January.
Yeah, end of January.
The middle of January was like my birthday.
Yeah, this is the end, right?
This is the end.
Holy shit.
We made it through January, guys. Oh my God, Korea hasn't come for us yet.
So last time, okay, so New Year's has come and gone.
That did happen.
Yep. And Bridget's birthday, which is a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, that did happen too. Kyle's birthday. Kyle's surprise birthday.
Yes.
That wasn't a surprise.
No. So we had Kyle's not so surprise birthday because a friend at work didn't read the memo that it was a surprise.
It was literally the first word on the email.
Oh, no.
Kyle's surprise
birthday.
And then when we got there, we had this game plan. We worked with your sister Celia. I love her. We had this game plan. We're like, okay, text us when you get here. We've got Scotty Mac setting this up. Her and I are in the kitchen heating up food, and all of a sudden we hear, surprise!
My sister did not text me. She said her phone was dying. It happened so fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just like, are we serious? Then the week after that, we had your birthday,
yes.
Which was not a surprise. You planned it.
I did.
And you rented the Roller Palace.
I did.
Which was a genius move, I think.
I think so, too.
The Roller Palace is still open Tuesday nights from 7 to 10. It's adult night, by the way. Just thought I'd do that shout out.
And I had... Christina and I were on the floor skating the whole time.
Yeah. That was a big surprise to me. I was terrified.
Why?
And I started out on the wall, shushing my way slowly across the rink. But, you know, you kept going. And next thing I know, I was skating. I couldn't believe it.
And then Joel's
muscle
like,
memory.
Oh, I haven't done this. And here he is just skating around.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, Joel. Like
John Travolta on skates. He was just...
Exactly.
Like, and I'm like, fucking roll bounce. Him and Lucas. I was like, He's like, Lucas is like, man, I haven't done this since I was 12. I'm like, really? Seems like you just did this yesterday.
Oh, seriously. Right. I was like, come on, guys. Seriously.
I don't know what they've been up to.
Well, the reason why I didn't have my birthday party there last year for 35, because you were like, I just got done paying my husband's bicep surgery.
Yeah.
He is not getting on fucking roller skates.
Did bicep surgery?
Bicep surgery.
Would he tear it?
He tore it completely off the bone. Ooh. And we were cross-country skiing. And he just fell lightly, and his arm just went back just a little bit as he was going down the hill. And it just, whoop, it came off, and we were like an hour and a half from the car, cross-country skiing. So he had to get back. And when he pulled his sleeve up, his bicep, instead of it being here, it rolled all the way up into his shoulder.
Wait, what?
So when you put your arms by your sides and you can see, like, your biceps,
yeah.
It was flat.
Okay, wait.
And he has big muscles.
Yes.
It was flat, and the bicep was... detached.
Was he hurting?
No, because it was fully detached, so there was no pain.
Did he have emergency surgery?
He did have surgery, but it was like a few weeks later.
What?
Yeah.
That is insane. So my fear was that Christina was going to be like, I love you, but I can't have him on roller skates. And he just fucking glided like Nancy Kerrigan on eight wheels, like that bitch. I was like, are you kidding me right now? And he loved it. We had fanny packs and slap bracelets, and you had the most amazing cake for me, a unicorn cake from Chrissy's Cake.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I told Mr. A, I'm like, I am putting money that there might be a unicorn cake. He's like, a what? I'm like, there's a good chance, because I had tagged you way back last year, in like beginning of 2017. I'm like, FYI, Alicia, and then all of a sudden.
I screenshot it.
And
gave it to Christy.
It's amazing. I'm surprised you remembered, because you didn't know what was coming tonight.
Here's it was a really funny thing, is that I screenshot the cake, and then it sat in my phone. Mm-hmm. So then I went to Christy, and I said, can you make a 3D roller skate? And then a week later, I go, oh shit, I have a cake that Bridget said that she wanted. So I said, wait, forget about that. This is the cake I want you to make.
I was totally kidding about that. That thing was fucking delicious.
It was really good.
Oh my God.
That frosting.
Insane.
I could have just eaten a frosting cake. No cake on the inside.
Yeah, it was
frosting.
So good.
Yeah, that was
delicious. She did such an awesome job.
The cake
job.
Was good.
Fabulous.
That's Christy Calabrese, Calabrese. Probably find her on Facebook, or you can always comment on Alicia Unleashed, because, you know, if you listen.
Maybe I'll put this in the show notes, the picture of the cake on the show notes,
yeah,
too.
Also, I put it on your birthday shout-out on Good Morning Gloucester.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, it was down below, your cake.
I missed that. I was very busy that weekend.
You didn't scroll down.
I was very busy that weekend, so I'm not going to lie.
All right, so we had a snowstorm.
Bomb cyclone.
Yep, we all survived it.
Yep,
we did it. Gronk.
So Gronk has now become the spokesperson for Tide in telling teenagers not to eat fucking Tide Pods.
Is this what it's come to?
This is what it's come to. Like, fucking Gronk as a spokesperson.
Because he keeps getting
Dunkin' Donuts.
Because he keeps getting hurt and he needs some additional income.
No, he don't. He gave $28 million a year. He don't need no more income. The fact is that he's that much of a gorilla. Sorry, Gronk. That people be like, oh, well, if Gronk says not to eat Tide Pods, the whole fucking country is telling you not to eat Tide Pods. What the fuck, people? Like, children, come. I mean, teenagers.
It's so stupid.
Teenagers and college kids. Are you fucking kidding me?
Tide Pods have been around for a very long time. Right. So why is this
now
just becoming a thing? Dishwashing and pods have been here for a million years.
Well, Tide Pods are a new thing that have just been around, I don't know, in the last maybe 5 or 6 years.
That's been around.
Nothing about those are like, oh, I wonder what that would taste like.
Ew, it tastes like fucking laundry detergent. It's weird.
Smell it. That's what it will taste like. Why do you want to eat it?
We could probably cure the drug crisis in the country if we just give people Tide Pods, maybe. I don't know.
if it tasted like Tide Pods.
Shit.
Ew. Ugh. Gross. All right, moving on. So I'm going to throw up legit.
Good.
We always, every time we have a podcast, we forget about the people who have passed and we never talk about it. And then we're like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, we'll do a quick run through that.
So we'll do a quick run. Tom Petty, which was months ago, but just
last year.
But just came out that it was, they said, accidental overdose.
That's what his family released to the public. But actually
finding fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl, oxycodone.
So how's that accidental?
Because it's just like Prince. It's the matter of like just taking a whole bunch of pills and not knowing, like, you know.
But fentanyl wouldn't be accidental.
Well, it could have been laced in something that he took, got off the street, because, you know, all these doctors, since Michael Jackson, all these doctors giving all these pills and whatnot. So who knows? It's like,
Tom, how old is he? In his 60s?
He was in his 60s, yeah.
And he's still, some people just the habit never dies. Oh, you know, he's been doing it his whole life, so. So Dolores from O'Riordan from the Cranberries. How did she?
That was
shocking.
They still don't know.
They still haven't released that information.
Huh. Interesting. And then Tinky Winky.
So the guy that was inside the suit of Tinky Winky
is that
for
the purple?
Teletubbies? Yeah, the purple one with the purse.
Yes.
He is 56 years old. He was a dancer. He died supposedly of hypothermia out on the street. It's a really weird story coming out of Britain, but, you know, everyone's in shock about that.
Was he homeless?
No, he had a home. He lived with a really dear friend. And to say he died of hypothermia, that's a really odd...
Maybe he OD'd and then
passed
out.
But they didn't, you know, I've been trying to read up on that and no one's really been talking about that.
That's weird.
In other news, you know, this could lead right into my favorite incident of the week that people are still talking about. Drugs. They're not good for you. Where I chased a fucking junkie half a mile.
You did.
I did.
Half a mile in rain boots.
And fucking...
With a dog.
With a dog.
Well, your dog's going to run with you.
Here's the thing. Best part, I would just put a cinnamon disc in my mouth because I was like, you know, candy before dinner. And I didn't even chew it. Like, I didn't even realize it was back in my mouth. Like, I hamstered it. I put it in my cheek when I apparently started running. And by the time... So let me just tell you. So last Wednesday night after kickboxing, I came home and I have a car where you could press the doorknob and it locks. And, you know, I've lived in this area for 5 years and never had a real problem. So I go inside, I put my dog on her inner collar and on her leash, and I take a quick pee because I've downed so much water throughout the day. And I go outside and I start seeing movement in my car and I'm like, and it was all of a sudden this weird out-of-body experience. I was like, what the fuck's happening? Is that dude in my car? Is that my car? I'm not sure. Is that my car? And then I'm like, so I get out of my driveway, like past my fence, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And the guy goes, don't worry, this is my buddy's car and this is my buddy's stuff. I'm getting it back. I'm like, I ain't your buddy. And all of a sudden, Tookie's like, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And then he starts walking. I'm like, come the fuck back here. And now I've got my diaphragm is elevated. And I'm trying to make all this noise. So, like, neighbors who are usually fucking snooping around,
No one's ever found when
so
something is
So, all
happening.
Of a sudden, I'm like, get the fuck back here. And the dude starts walking faster. And I'm like, don't walk away from me. The bitch starts fucking running, and I just went, go time, and sprinted up the street. And there was a guy that was walking up the street, and I thought maybe it was his partner. I'm like, you motherfucking junkie! And he's like, I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm like, you didn't stop the asshole! And I kept going.
Oh my God.
Fucking, he runs up Taylor, takes a right at Bent Street, which is right back here. Goes down the stairs at the crow's nest.
Yeah.
So there's another guy coming up that alleyway. And I'm like, stop him. Didn't do it. Thanks, dude. Chivalry is fucking dead in this city. Then there's a guy at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm like, stop that guy. As he takes the left. And the other guy's like, what's wrong? And of course, I know that guy and that guy. That's a fun one. I'll tell you afterwards. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, that guy just stole my shit. And Tookie's just like, we're running. And then I see him go up fucking Haven Terrace, which is the alleyway right past.
Wow, you kept on him for a long time.
I was not letting this motherfucker go. Wow. No. Because you know what? I wanted to get a good description of him, and I wanted to get a general area where I lost him or where he ran off to so that the cops could go find him. And so he went up Haven Terrace, and I started running up it, and I stopped, and I'm like, waiting for movement. And I'm waiting to see if he's hiding.
Oh, you lost him.
I lost him. Because by the time he went up the alley, I was getting right past that liquor store. So he had a good jump on me at that point.
We also had a dog.
No, it was because I stopped and yelled at three fucking men that did shit, is what happened. So then I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, there's a good chance he's waiting with a knife. But right. Then again, if he had a weapon, he would have come at me already. So I turn around and I call 911 because it's a fucking emergency at this point because I just ran. I was like, and they're like, well, where are you? I'm like, Main Street and some alley. I don't know. And I'm like, shit, why don't I know? And it used to be called Alba Road, but now it's called Haven Terrace because, you know, let's clean up the city. And so then they transfer me. And no sooner did I get on the phone with the police officer and say, I just chased a guy. Three cruisers rolled up. Like, it was instant. Yes. I was like, okay, I gotta go. The cops are here.
Oh, did they get you through the location of your cell phone?
No, because believe it or not, that is actually a myth. 911 doesn't actually work with that. So the city of Gloucester, we go through a dispatch center. Right.
Yeah.
So we don't have a 911. Also, it may help in certain cases, but 911 still needs to know your location.
Right.
Because GPSs screw up all the time.
Right.
There's a podcast called Within the Trenches. They explain all of that. So the guy that was in the alleyway at the bottom of the stairs happened to walk by. No, he walked by.
Did someone call?
I called.
I know, but how did they get there so fast?
They were in the area. I mean, the fucking police station's right down the street.
That doesn't mean that they... Shit, are you kidding me? Are you serious? There was a freaking apartment building across from the police station that burnt to the motherfucking ground, and you're gonna tell them across the street!
Why are you yelling?
Because
you're killing me on the microphone here. Sound waves, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
how long ago was that?
I was a few years ago.
Right. They've upped their game a little bit. I mean, did you know there's an opioid crisis in town?
Actually, two.
Anyway.
Synagogue. And the fucking...
That's the fire station. Completely different. Anyway, did you know there's an opioid crisis in town? Yeah. They fucking patrolling that shit, okay? So, the one guy rolls up and he's like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, I just heard it over the radio. So I'm trying to explain to him, and then the guy from the Crow's Nest area, he's like, hey, are you okay? Did you get him? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, all right. Hey, man, what's up? And he walks away, and the cop goes, sure it wasn't him? I'm like, how would he be behind me? I would have lost someone behind me. And then another cop rolls up, and he was the reporting officer. So I'm like, dude, this is what he looks like. He's got a mark on his face. He's wearing a gray hat. And he's like, where did you run from? I'm like, Destino's. He's like, you ran all the way down here? I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, what did he take? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even sure if he closed my door. I don't know. He just ran, and I ran too. And I'm like, oh, cinnamon disc. I kid you not. And I was like, oh my God, I just ran. Like, all of a sudden, the adrenaline started to drain, and I was, like, realizing what had happened. And they're like, well, there's someone that matches that description down the street. They were going to go and take a look and whatnot. So I decided, okay, the cops have left. They were like, well, go walk your dog. We'll come into your house. I was like, that fucker will be hiding in a bush and come and attack me from behind. So I'm going to put it on Snapchat right now. So in case I die, I'm going to fucking geotag this. Unfortunately, it was the Crow's Nest. Sorry, Crow's Nest. But I wanted someone to know. Then I made it all the way back to the house, and I realized the door had been closed, and he'd gone through stuff, and he got maybe $3 in, like, dollar bills that were in my console that were hidden. He did not get the gum dispenser, or was a gum dispenser full of change, which was probably pennies, and he got my phone charger, and he got toothpaste and antibacterial. So
that's desperation.
And I thought about it. Well, also, I don't think he thought I was coming back out. Like, I definitely caught him off guard.
Yeah.
I also caught him off guard fucking running after his ass, too. So I posted that, and then I downloaded the whole Snapchat and posted it on Facebook and put it on public.
Right.
It has been viewed over 6,000 times. It's been shared over 85 times.
Wow.
Within 2 days, I got a message, a private message from somebody that's like, I don't know you. We have like one mutual friend. They shared your post. This person matches, you know, I think, go and take a look and go from there.
Wow.
So I looked at their profile and was like, that is him. That. I was like, wait a minute, that can't be him. Because, you know, on Facebook, you can put old-ass photos. But then I saw some recent photos, like, yep, there he is. Ooh. So I called the reporting officer. And I was like, so just want to give you the name of someone that matches this description. He's like, we have him in custody.
I'm not
sure. What the fuck?
Did you say the name Alexa?
No.
Or anything close to it?
No.
We have him in... That's what you said.
Custody?
Yeah, we have him in custody on a completely different charge, but...
So he didn't stop with you. He kept going.
No. He had other charges. We'll leave it at that, because who knows if this will come back to haunt me. Because I keep talking about it, and my name is out there now. So fast forward to going to making a dental appointment. My dentist goes, on an unrelated note, did I see a video of you... talking about you chasing a criminal that was in your car? I'm like, yeah, that's me. She's like, are you insane? I'm like, it was blind rage. I'm like, trust me. What was I supposed to do? Be like, oh my God, someone broke into my car. No, motherfucker, no. Time's up, assholes. Time is fucking up. Women are taking a fucking stand. I'm probably, you know, if I die, you guys, I will give you the name of the person just in case it comes back to me. And all their associates. So I was talking to Mr. A about it, and his brother goes, hey. And I was like, hi. Because, you know, it's my second day of meeting this man. He's like, chase any criminals today? I'm like, you told him? He's like, yeah, well, when you called me, I wasn't sure if you were crying. And I was like, let's go. We got to get to Gloucester. And then you told me what happened. I was like, never mind, she got it. I'm like... So now the running joke at the gym and the running joke at Weight Watchers is in the running joke at work is like, any criminals today? I'm like, not today, but it's only noon. But I hope to God that never happens again. And I hope that this person seeks help and actually gets the help that they need and sticks. It doesn't seem like that's what's right. happening. So,
yeah.
Well, so that was a nice fun adventure. I might just edit this all out. Who knows?
All right, so one more thing. We're Super Bowl bound.
Yes.
Yay.
So today I had lunch with Boss Man, and he said, have you seen the map of the United States?
Oh, that
damn Massachusetts that roots for
the Patriots,
and there's one other state that does.
No, it's Texas. Eagles. It's a little tiny blip in Texas, which is in the Dallas area, which is interesting because San Diego is full of New England transplants. They have 3 Patriots Red Sox bars in
San
Diego.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. People seem to forget that you go from one island town to another ocean town when you leave here. Like,
right.
That's where you go. You go to San Diego.
Yeah. Well, Darcy even said in Florida, like, she comes across a ton of Pat fans in Florida when she's down there.
Because there's snowbirds. Have you seen the winter here?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
I love that it was probably made by an Eagles fan, so whatever. Fuck the Eagles.
It's going to be a crazy match, though, to be honest with you. Like, watching this, it is going to be, I think it's going to be too close.
Everyone's like, never doubt Tom Brady. I'm like, yeah, but have you seen the defense?
Yeah, it's just, it's
going to be. It is a heart attack every Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be too close for comfort. Oh, it really is.
Get my Care Bear stare on. I'm doing it.
Really is. So we need to move into Christina by now.
Just move it.
This is happening.
We got this fine.
So last time we had Christina on, she had just went to the women's conference, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
in 2016.
Right.
Holy shit, no way. It's been that long.
Yeah, she was on our New Year's Eve, our pre-New Year's Eve, the Get Uncomfortable lap.
Yes. Wow. So much.
Would you like a recap? Because I totally listened to that episode recently.
We don't need a recap. We just A lot has happened.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
You had mentioned that you were going to maybe attempt the Blackburn Challenge, and you did again and accomplished it again.
Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
I was happy that Cindy and I were able to be there.
That was awesome.
Your husband was like, I'm on a tuna boat. I'm like, fucking priorities, man.
Yeah.
Is tuna that important? But apparently,
it is.
Tuna is good.
So, what have you been up to?
Well, this year, aside from the Blackburn, I did go to nutritional therapy school. Awesome. And that was amazing.
And where'd you go for that?
It's called the Nutritional Therapy Association. And it's a hybrid course. So, it's online, intensive online course, and also some in-person workshops.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And how'd you find that?
You know, it's funny you ask. Years ago, I had found it online, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to somebody who's a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I'm just going to see what it's like to see somebody who does that. So I'm going to go in with my own complaints or symptoms and see if they can help me. And then if I like my experience, then I'm going to go to school for it. So the experience was okay, and I went to someone who's become somewhat famous in the nutritional community, I'd say.
Wow.
So the experience was okay, but I wasn't convinced that it was going to be right for me. So I sat on it, and 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 it was probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, if you're still thinking about it, then that might be something that you want to do.
Exactly. So I finally just signed up and did it, and I'm so glad I did.
And how long did it take you?
It started in February and it ended in November.
Wow.
But it was a super intensive course.
Wow.
Really, really intensive. 20, 30 hours a week.
Wow.
Studying and work, you know, different assignments and things like that. And then 3 in-person workshops for some hands-on functional evaluation.
So is it a certificate or a license?
It's a certificate.
Okay.
So it's a certificate that the Nutritional Therapy Association gives out once you pass your final exams.
So what have you done with this since then?
I've done a lot.
Yeah, it has been a lot. And if that's only since November, I mean, you've
done
a crazy...
Also, mind you, she also has a full-time job where she travels.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she was doing this as well.
Right, which is insane.
And training for paddleboarding. Let's and all that.
Right, yeah.
I try to stay busy.
Fuck, I'm tired just thinking about your schedule.
So where have I been up to? Well, I started a website, which I'm still trying to get in a good place, but I'm happy with it so far. Doing it myself, and among everything else going on, it's been hard to dedicate a lot of time to it, but I have a website, thepositivesideeffects.com. So I have some recipes on there, a little bit of blog stuff on there, and I'm really looking forward to dedicating more time to it.
So what is it that you talk about? So actually, so I know a little bit about y'all about clean eating, mm-hmm. and nothing is good or bad. It's all what we put in our bodies. So how do you come up with these recipes? You have you have recipes around that, you know, around that. So how do you come up with that? How does that even transform?
You know, it's I get inspiration online for sure. And I think there is no one diet that's going to meet everybody's needs, except for the diet that includes a super nutrient-dense, properly prepared whole foods diet. That's it. If we focus on bringing real food into our diet, even if you have a candy bar, or you have some ice cream, or you go off the path a little bit, if your focus is, I want to eat lots of clean, really nutritious foods, add some vegetables, add some meats from animals that have been cared for appropriately, have a little bit of fruit, have a variety. But if we focus on incorporating as much nutritious foods as possible, then it's not a big deal if you're going to have that cocktail or you're going to have a little bit of ice cream or, so instead of saying I can't have this or I can't have that, I like to try to just focus on creating recipes that give you some fun for flavor, but it still incorporates a lot of nutrient-dense foods.
So what is the difference between a nutritionist and what you do?
The nutritionist name can kind of be thrown out there and it covers a lot of different things. So some people could call me a nutritionist, but I like to be careful because I haven't gone to an accredited college institution where I've sat before boards and received a license. Right. That would be more of a dietitian who could also call themselves a nutritionist. So it's kind of like a word that gets thrown around and it can cover many different types of people who work with nutrition.
And so what do you write about in your blog?
Most of my blog is recipes, and sometimes I'll weave in personal stories in there just about either my day or about maybe reflecting on something from the past. And then I do a lot of stuff through Instagram. I think Instagram is such a great way to put a message out there, but keep it brief. Because I think we all have sort of like an ADD. Think about the way television is and the media is and Facebook and Instagram. Nobody wants to spend a long period of time reading something. So if you can get a message out quickly, I think I'm having more success with that through Instagram, even more so than Facebook right now.
So I saw that you are starting to do videos.
Yep.
So is that a part, is that in your blog as well?
It's going to get, I'm going to put it in there. I still have to figure out web design, I guess, a little bit. And okay. How I can incorporate it in there because I'm doing that myself. But the videos are fun because, again, they're short. I don't want to do anything too long because I want to keep people's attention but also bring value.
So what is the purpose of the videos? Are you going to pick a new topic each time? Like the one that I saw was about heartburn.
Yes.
Which, did you do all of that yourself?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Like the little graphics and the whole, I'm like, what? It was so it looked so professionally done.
There's so many little tools out there that I'm just figuring out how to use. Like, I think I used iMovie with that.
Oh, yeah.
I just shot myself. I have a little tripod that you kind of.
And then the words coming in, and I was just like, I'm just like, what? This is great.
It's just templates out of iMovie. So you just drag and drop. It's so easy.
That's awesome.
I mean, I have a lot to learn, but it's pretty
easy. But it was great. So are you going to pick different topics, or how are you, what's your thought process around that?
I really want to incorporate natural ways we can make ourselves feel better. Looking at the root cause of things rather than throwing a pill at something.
Right.
Saying the pill is going to address your symptoms, but the problem's still going to exist.
Right.
And that's my problem with the modern medical establishment.
That's my sister, too. When we talked a lot about my sister, yeah. Celia, she is completely, she's the same way. She's all about the holistic way. She is a diehard on Young Living essential oils,
and she uses
them for everything.
Yeah.
My own children, 13 and 17, have their own essential oil collection that is geared towards them. It's just insane. Tyler will use, he has a diffuser it's just awesome.
So
Celia has it. Is right there with you on that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we spread the message. It's great. Her name's Celia.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great that she's even exposing her niece and nephew to it. Like, that's so.
It's
awesome.
Everyone she meets. Bridget, how many conversations
I've come over here and been like, oh, Celia, you're here. Hey, so. So, like,
I have a
there's
question.
One thing.
Yeah. I mean, after your birthday party, she rolled over and she's like, would you like some peppermint essential oil? I'm like, what am I supposed to do with it? She's like, just put a few drops in your mouth. And I was like, what is this going to do? She's like, not let you die.
Slade's dedicated.
She was having a rough,
she's dedicated her life. She's only 30, and what she's done in this, you know, she grew up with what happened when she was five. They thought she had diabetes, but she's hypoglycemic. Oh, wow. So when she was a teenager, she learned what that was about, and she's like, if I don't take care of myself, this was going to happen. Then she has hormone issues, and then started educating herself about food, and you know, then, so all these things have evolved. She became a nutritionist, and because of that, now she's a nurse, and now she's getting her bachelor's in nursing.
That's so great.
Then she wants to be an NP. So she actually has moved, like, the evolution of her has been insane. So the knowledge is just, like, out of this world. Thought process about eating, same as you. So it's just been, what is it you ultimately want to do? Like, you're doing all these awesome things. You're doing the recipe, you're doing the blog, you're doing the videos, because you essentially you want to get your message out there. But right. What's your end result? Like, what do you want to do
with this? I mean, I do have a day job and it takes up a lot of my time.
that's what jobs
pays
do.
The bills. But this is really like a passion for me. And I think ultimately I want to help people reach optimal health. People who want to change their lives, or people who are going through maybe serious illnesses, that there is a way out, and there is a reason that the illness came. It doesn't mean it's somebody's fault, but there is a reason. There's an imbalance in your body. Every disease is a symptom of an imbalance within the body. So if you can address that through nutrition, through lifestyle changes, maybe through some supplementation, if you can support the body to get to a better homeostasis, you can drive that disease away. So that's what nutritional therapy is about. It's about understanding imbalances within the body. So someone comes to me with symptoms that are driving them crazy, and they've been to the doctors and it's just not working, and they're trying to look for another way out. So they might come to me and say, oh, I've got digestive troubles and I just can't figure it out. Well, let's figure it out. So we look at your food journal. We'll do a functional evaluation so I can palpate the body and understand where there might be stressed areas, or where there might be imbalances or weaknesses. And then we focus on why. Why is that happening? And then support it through dietary changes or supplementation. So what I hope to do through nutritional therapy is give people hope that they can feel better. And when you feel better, your life completely changes. Everything is about how you feel. Mm-hmm. If you feel sick every day, what are you bringing out into the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you bringing, the best you to the table? Are you going to have a great day every day? Don't you want to feel good and live life? This life is so short, you know?
Right.
So I guess that's really what I want from this, and whatever avenue gets me there is what gets me there. And if it makes me money, great. But if it doesn't, if I can at least be a positive impact in one person's life,
mm-hmm.
then I've done what I want to do with this. For sure.
So, you know, Peter, he's great. He is a great way to start. So this is what my sister does when she meets people. She kind of somehow gets into their lifestyle. And when she first
she analyzes them real quick.
Yes. So within the first 5 minutes of speaking to Peter, because I had kind of let her know that at that time, he was probably every day for many, many years, probably drinking at least a liter of soda a day.
Whoa, boy.
Every day. Could have been more than that. Within 10 minutes of talking to my sister, he quit cold turkey.
She's so powerful at convincing you about stuff.
From that day. So then I'm like, all right, babe, you know, baby steps. We're all about baby steps. And Celia is like you. Anybody that wants the help and wants to learn,
she's gung, she wants to do it. She's gung ho.
Yeah, she picks up on it.
Yeah. If you want to, she will put her heart and her soul into you if that's what you want to do. So he has gout.
Oh, gout.
And he has, and I know that I had talked about that. And so, you know, now we're researching gout and we're talking about cherry juice and like, then you start to think, what's practical? Is it practical to sit there? Now you have to understand, he's an industrial electrician. He's outside 99% of his day, whether it's rain, shine, it doesn't matter. So we got him cherry capsules from baby steps like that.
Absolutely.
But the gout causes arthritis. So he has arthritis from the knees down. So now Celia got him... from Young Living, mm-hmm. there is some almost like a fish oil, like oil to be able to help with the joints. He will do anything that you tell him to do.
And that's fantastic.
He will eat whatever you tell him to eat. He really will. He's the greatest patient. He'll do whatever. Things like that. I think people who are that willing, but I know that we were talking about gout, and it's still the weirdest thing to me.
Mm.
It's odd. The acids and the flare ups, that if he has every so often, but he doesn't drink. He doesn't drink the soda anymore. All he drinks is seltzer water.
Yeah.
That's it. That's literally all he drinks. So things like that. So
it's really hard to. And I have to be careful because I can't diagnose anybody.
So what do you do? If someone comes to you and you're not diagnosing them because you know they have gout because they are taking that medication for it. They have the arthritis. So how do you tell me?
So if someone comes to me and they have arthritis and they have gout.
Right.
The first thing that comes to mind is, first I want to see what they're eating, because food can definitely impact that.
Right.
Both arthritis and gout, because arthritis is cued from inflammation within the body.
Right.
So if you're
hence
the gout.
Yeah.
And they go hand in hand. And
right.
My husband has experienced both as well.
Oh.
And we're still digging, trying to figure out what the food combination is that's causing it, but we think... pork is involved for him. But neither of us have drank in 11 months. And he did have a gout flare-up last year. So he hadn't had alcohol. And everybody says it's alcohol that causes it. But
Peter doesn't drink.
And you said Peter doesn't drink. So it could be food.
He stays away from all of the shrimp, yeah. mussels, all of that. He knows to stay away from the red meat. He does have the red meat, but most of it is chicken. But obviously a lot of chicken and pork, because they tell you to stay away from everything else.
Exactly.
but it's also like a there's a food chemical, because a lot of times people, when I get migraines, people are like, well, what have you eaten? Have you eaten a lot of dairy? Like, no, this is stress induced. Trust me. Like, but how much dairy are you eating? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you I ate 5 cheese sticks yesterday. I'm just not going to.
Dairy is migraine inducing?
Yeah. For certain people, even chocolate can induce migraines on certain people. But that's not what happens.
Can I just say something about migraines? This has nothing to do with nutritional therapy, but something I discovered for myself. I was having these crazy ocular migraines where my body would go numb, my body would go numb. They thought I was having a stroke. And I discovered for myself, they started coming back frequently. So I was getting them, first it was once a month, then it was like almost every week, and then it was almost... And in that time span, I got a new pillow, boom! Didn't get another one for years from a new pillow. And
really?
I'm not saying it's for everyone, but I think... if it worked for me, there's going to be other people out there. So I wanted to make sure I said it on here when we brought up migraines. Like, if you have migraines, try a new pillow. I didn't get a fancy pillow. It just so happened I needed new pillows. I got them. And I did not get another one for years. I did get another one. And I bought new pillows. And I haven't had them again
since. So it could have been how you how you were, your neck, your
Because also, when I was living in San Diego, I was pretty much going to urgent care almost weekly and being put on an IV.
Holy smokes.
For almost 3 months with just terrible migraines that, you know, my ex just didn't know what to do for me. And then one doctor, because in urgent care, those doctors are like a rotating,
right.
like rotating doors. This one doctor was like, ever thought it was your birth control, perhaps? I was like, no. She goes, it's very high, like in hormones. That's what's doing this to you. Wow. And I stopped taking them, and now it's just stress-induced.
Wow.
Versus me just, like, opening my eyes and all of a sudden a migraine. Oh, so,
migraines are
no joke. Oh, my God.
They're awful. And terrible. Some people, like, it's just a headache. It is not. It is worse than your worst hangover on the planet.
Times 10.
And there are things that, I've had to work through them. And, I mean, I've gone to work and had to suffer through it until I started vomiting. And I'm like, the minute I start vomiting, I'm like, gotta go.
Right.
I can't.
It's not good.
I can't do this anymore.
Right.
But, sorry, going back to your... all your stuff and
just
gout.
This is what happens.
I've been quiet because I'm watching Alicia. Just her face is just lit up, and she's not even looking at any of the questions.
But I'm actually hitting them.
You are.
But she's got her own questions. I did look through them, but I'm already like, wait, I've already talked about that one and that one.
These are just key topics in case there was something out there.
Right.
But like, it seems like the conversation, you're just like, ooh, and this. What about this? What about this? What about this? I'm like, that's not even on the list that I put in there. But you know, it's fine. This is off script. What are you doing? No, this is perfect. This is just having a conversation like this. This is what podcasts are supposed to be about.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be like strenuous. Like, what about this? Why do you think this? Why do you think that? Like that. Who wants to listen to that? That's NPR. Go to NPR for that shit.
Well, getting back to gout and arthritis, whenever people mention they have that, the first question I have is, or there's two questions. One, hydration. But two, how's your digestive system? Because if you have digestive troubles, it makes me think you could have what's known as leaky gut. And leaky gut, have you heard of leaky gut?
I've heard of it. I just don't know what it is, but I've heard that term before.
So the lining of your stomach or the lining of your gut, so your insides, we'll say, when that gets damaged through eating foods you're sensitive to and maybe not knowing it, or just, you know, eating dairy when you know it bothers you, but you love your ice cream, you still just let your stomach have a bad stomach. And we do that over time. We damage the lining of our stomach.
Right.
And then what happens is, if you have the lining of your stomach now has little tiny holes in it, we'll say, because it's only one cell thick. So it gets through. So food particles that aren't meant to leave the area of your body, your inside your body, your digestive system, they get through the lining of the stomach and they can get into your bloodstream. This causes your immune system to have a response. It says, whoa, there's something here that doesn't belong here.
Right.
So an immune response can cause joint pain. It can cause gout. It can cause arthritis. So it contributes to a lot of different autoimmune diseases.
Right.
If you have leaky gut. So one key way to maybe avoid gout is to make sure your gut is healthy. So make sure you're not eating foods you're sensitive to. And there's a number of ways you can test for that. Without having to go to an allergist, you know. Heart rate is one thing, and we could talk about different ways to test allergies or food sensitivities, but probably not the best place on a podcast because it's very visual and less auditory. But there's definitely ways to test for it, and if you can heal your gut, you'll probably find that other things heal as well. So
you want to help people and you want to learn and you want to start. So how are you going to do that?
Okay.
How are you going to start that process? Are you going to seek out people? Do you want people to come to you? How? You got to start somewhere.
Well, she's right. on a podcast, so she's doing great.
And you good got, point. And you got the, you know, your blog and all that.
I've been hounding you for probably months. Like, even after you got your certification, I was like, when are you coming on the podcast? When are you coming on the podcast? When are you going to talk about the blog? When are you going to do this? You're like, I'm not there yet. And I was like, and then I, you know, got busy myself. And then I was like, are you around this week? And you were like, I am. I'm like, fucking nailing this right now. Let's do this. Because, you know, January, as much as everyone, the beginning of the year, is always like, oh, new year, new me. Let's do this. Let's do this. This is the time right here is where you get the people that are almost out the door, but then they've got that push. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm seeing it at the gym, you know, and I'm seeing people, there's some stragglers that are sticking by, and there's some people that have gone, and I'm like, oh, gone already? But this is the time, this is where the people, this is in the third week of the year, where it's like, go or go home kind mm-hmm. of thing. So, you know, having you on here definitely helps. I mean, if it gives even Peter or Boss Man or someone else some earshot of it, you know,
that definitely
is helpful.
Yeah.
So I think one of the first ways I can help people is by working with them one-on-one. So yes, I have a blog and I'm putting out videos and people can take it or leave it. They can choose to watch the video and then choose to implement things or not. But people who want more accountability or some support from a one-on-one application, we'll say, I do have services that I offer, so people can go on my website and I have them listed out there for, we can have an initial consultation. It's free just to understand for a good fit. And then the process is really in depth. So I have a over 300 question survey that lets me understand everything about your health from, you know, where you are with your digestive system to where you are with your blood pressure to where you are with blood sugar regulation. I mean, it goes into everything. And then we do a functional evaluation. So after we get that survey back and we do an initial interview and I understand what it's like to be you, you know, what your life is feeling like, how you feel, what you're eating, once I get a full understanding, then we move into a functional evaluation where I palpate your body in different areas to understand where the stressors are, where are the hot spots. And then from there, we develop a plan. And we put together a plan and we see if that helps you.
Nice.
Hopefully it would. I mean, you wouldn't come to me and pay money to not help yourself. So it's an incredible process, though. And
someone has to be willing and ready and to put in the time, do it. It's not just, you know.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as a quick fix.
And it's not just about weight loss. I think that's one of the misconceptions about being a nutritional therapy practitioner is people think it's about, I can go to Christina and she's going to tell me how to lose or maybe gain weight, right? It's all about, you know, food for how you look. But that's not what it's about. If somebody came to me and said, I don't like my weight and I want to change it, whether that's gaining or losing weight, we need to ask the question, why is your weight imbalanced? Not, okay, eat this many calories and go to the gym.
Right, so, no, right.
You got to get deeper, and that's what nutritional therapy is. Whether it's a weight imbalance or joint pain or gout or whatever.
Right, right.
It's always asking the question why.
Right.
So, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, well, me personally, for your blog, you have a recipe that I have been telling everybody and anybody since October about it.
Let me guess.
I think I know.
Which one?
Is it the chocolate balls?
No.
The Gatorade? Really?
It's the Gatorade. Oh, yeah.
The Homemaderade.
The Homemaderade. So Alicia and I went out Halloween weekend at that Friday night. And I was really bummed because no one wanted to go out on Saturday night. I'm like, Halloween, it's my Super Bowl. And I got apparently destroyed on Friday night. And I'm like, Christina's going to be like, bet you didn't like that vodka, didn't ya? And I was just like, oh my God, I'm dying. And I drank a lot of water. You watched me. Like, Jamie got pissed at me at Stone's because I was only ordering water. He's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I'm not kidding you. Because I don't want to die. And so then the next day, I remembered, oh my God, Stranger Things 2 came out on Netflix. It's perfectly acceptable for me to stay home on a Saturday. And then I walked my dog and I went to eat a piece of toast and was like, bleh.
Oh no.
I'm dead. I even went to my weigh-in. Like, I struggle. I'm like, oh, I got such a bad headache. They're like, oh, you should go home. You're like white as a ghost. I'm like, yep. Right on top of that, Rose. Get to Burger King. I'm like, French fries and Coca-Cola. Let's do this hangover. The smell in the car was just like, no. I get to exit 17, pull over, and just barf into like a bag. But I remembered to go to Ocean State Job Lot before I left for Weight Watchers and got coconut water to make this homemade Gatorade or homemade-erade that you had talked about. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make this noise and like go upstairs and just die with my bag of Wheat Thins and just see how this goes. I passed out, woke back up, had a Wheat Thin in my mouth. I'm like, yeah. And then I started drinking the homemade-erade. And so that probably about noon, like 12 o'clock. By 4:30, all of a sudden I started looking around. I'm like, why am I alive? I shouldn't be alive right now. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go walk my dog. I felt great. I felt fine. Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening to me? This is a 3-day hangover. Why am I fine right now? Fucking took down some Destino's chicken fingers later on that night.
Oh, so good.
Right? Got through all of Stranger Things too, but I was like, it's a miracle juice.
So what consists of this homemade-erade, and why and how thing. Does it interact with your body like this?
It is
like
the craziest, simplest thing. And every time someone posted about a bad hangover, I'm like, make some homemade-erade right here on my Pinterest. Go do it. Do it right now. I even bought, in preparation for my after party for my birthday, didn't need it because I had like a drink at Stone's. But I was just prepared for it.
Right.
And actually, I had a headache last week. Like, I had a migraine, what felt like it was coming a migraine, and I made it. I was solid. I was like, whoop.
So,
whoop.
Tell us.
So, it has, you're going to use filtered water or spring water or whatever, equal parts of that. And, well, you can really mix it up. You don't have to do equal parts, but it's spring water, coconut water, a squeeze of lemon or lime, however much you want to put in. It's not very specific, whatever you like. And then some salt.
Sea salt,
yes. Very good.
So what I do is I do 3 parts of water, and I've been told by the block.
It tastes like a virgin margarita.
Kind of.
It depends on the coconut one. So according to her blog, because, you know, I read it, and I was like, well, wait, how do I do this? So I do 3 parts water, and I sprinkle sea salt in there, and you want to get enough in there that you just taste just a little hint of it, but not like tasting ocean.
Right.
And then 1 part coconut water.
Yeah.
And then I do a few drops of lemon juice.
Crazy.
Done.
And it actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
How did you come up with this, and how did this even come about?
In my nutritional therapy class, we had some group leaders there, and one of the group leader, who it's basically people who have gone through the program before, they come back and they volunteer to help with the process, and she was telling me how she, for hangovers, would mix some coconut water and spring water together, and as we were talking about different things in class, we learned about the benefits of salt and sea salt, not table salt.
Right.
But sea salt. And so we said, you know what? It'd be cool if we put some sea salt in there, because if you look at Gatorade is kind of has that salty.
Yeah.
And then obviously lemon and lime are just great because they have vitamin C, and they kind of
and
cut
also,
the coconut water. I'm not a fan of coconut water.
No,
I'm not either. But you know what? You when you're in dire straits for it, you're like, Not terrible.
It's
like Gatorade, because you think about, like, if you're trying to not put a lot of shit in your body, Gatorade's got so many fucking chemicals in it,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
High fructose corn syrup.
Even though they try to, like, be like, oh, it's healthy for you.
But, like, this is simple, natural shit. You know?
Right.
I mean, granted, the can that the coconut water comes from, we're not in Hawaii, so there's that.
I know, you gotta, like...
But then, also, you had these chocolate mint balls that are made out of dates that I was using before workouts, like, as a snack, like, as a, just an energy boost, because it's a kind of a take on Larabars.
Yes.
To hate Larabars. Okay. But these chocolate mint balls, so oh my god. I would make them, and then I'd have this little tiny Tupperware, and I'd bring three of them with me to work, and I'd pop those before I'd go into the gym. Get me through, powers me through, so I don't feel fatigued in the middle of class and stuff like that.
Right,
so,
right.
That's definitely my favorite recipe on the blog, and I make it just about every week.
Yeah.
For before workouts. It's so delicious. And I tell myself, if you want to have these balls, you have to eat them before you work out. So it kind of, you know, makes me want to go work out, basically. It encourages me to work out because that means I get to have one of these delicious chocolate balls. Or three of them.
I mean, I made them small enough that, you know, they worked with my system and the system that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Points-wise and whatnot. But, for me, they were strictly like, oh, I need a snack. No, they were before workout.
Yeah.
I would just eat them before workout or go to the gym and stuff like that. So I've made those in the homemade Gatorade. I tell everybody, I'm like, have you heard about this? It's like, oh, you're dying today because you drank last night? Here, try this. I think I talk about that almost weekly.
Do you?
I do.
That's awesome.
I even was talking to Mr. A about it last week. I'm like, yeah, I'm just making homemade-orade. He's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, this is a recipe from Christina, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's fucking brilliant. I'm like, I know, right? It's gonna work.
So I haven't had it in so long.
Oh, man.
So, I almost forgot what was in it. I said equal parts, but you're right. It's not equal parts because the coconut water does have some sugar in it, and you don't want it to be just a big sugar bomb. So, three parts and one part is probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
That's how I have it.
I mean, I fill my water bottle to here with water, and then up to this little lip is coconut water, and, you know, in
coconut. Wow, the whole thing? That's how much you do?
Yeah. Have you seen me with a migraine? It's fucking terrible. Like, I mean, and the thing was, like, you know, obviously I've been doing this whole half bottle of 5-hour energy, which is not good for you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm already looking away from you like a dog in trouble. At the end of the day, I'm like, yeah, nothing seems to be working. And just filled this bottle up and felt great the next day.
So I know you say there's no good foods, there's no bad foods, but what are things that are full of crap and not good for your body? So I'm going to throw one out there, and
all
I know it's probably the worst for you. Cheese.
I don't think cheese is as bad as everybody makes it be, but it depends on who you are because it's, you know, we take an individual approach. So cheese might be fine for me, but you might be sensitive to dairy. So it's about understanding whether or not you can handle the cheese. And a lot of people can't handle dairy.
So maybe not so much handling it or sensitive stomach-wise, it being full, some cheese being full of crap and not great for weight loss. Right?
I would say, yeah. Cheese can hinder some weight loss goals, and it can also be full of crap, especially if you're getting it from cows that, you know, have been treated really poorly.
Right, right. Sure.
And also with sodium and salt, that doesn't necessarily help, I'm assuming, in a body.
Right.
So kind of going off of what she was asking, what is one of these health foods? And you don't have to say, but is there a food out there that everyone's like, oh my God, this is so great. And you're like, technically, not
it's
really.
Not
but it's like, it's being marketed as health food.
Ooh, wow. There's a few that just came to my mind. And things that I've eaten in the past every single day. And I really didn't realize that they were.
Oh, okay.
And I would say flavored yogurts.
Oh, those are full of sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are full of sugar, and I was eating, I would have them in the afternoon, you know, when you're going to crash. I'd have my little yogurt, my Chobani. No offense, Chobani, it was delicious, but too much sugar. So I'd have my Chobani with grape nuts on top. This was, you know, probably 6 or 7 years ago. It was like my habit. And, I mean, it was a huge carb bomb, tons of carbs, and tons of sugar, you know, and I was doing that every single day. I mean, some of these yogurts have 25, 30 grams of sugar in them.
Yeah,
That's a ton. That's a lot. Like a candy bar or two candy bars.
Right.
So that, I think that's the first thing, is flavored yogurt. First thing that comes to mind. I also think some energy bars. People think, oh, this is an energy bar. It's a health food. But it's just a process. What is that? What are the ingredients in an energy bar? Can you recognize them? You know?
Now that you say that.
Yeah.
You might know what it's called, but it's this bar, and it's listing their ingredient. That's their marketing campaign.
Yeah, I know.
What's the name of that bar?
RX bars.
Okay,
like says it on the front.
Exactly. Is that the real deal?
It's the real deal. If I was going to eat one, I'd feel most comfortable probably eating one of those. Or, I mean, you can have a Lara bar. They have all the ingredients on there, but they are super high in sugar because they rely so much on the dates. But with the RX bars, it's dates and nuts and, you know, pretty much things that are recognizable. But the egg white powder that they have in them is highly processed. And I've heard some, you know, negative things in there.
Okay.
That being said, if you have one every once in a while, it's not going to kill you. But if you're somebody who, like me, gets into habits with foods.
Right.
You don't want to make that a habit where you have one or two a day, or that's your pre-workout.
You rely on them.
Yeah, like you rely on them, or you skip meals and have those instead.
Right.
I mean, it is a processed food, but as long as we're incorporating, you know, veggies and fruits and, you know, things that come from the earth and real foods, it's okay if you have one of those things every now and then. It's really not a big deal.
So what are your thoughts on the different, I know there's always the different potatoes, right? Don't have, you know, the nightshades, or now only do the sweet potato, because that's what the paleo does.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts around potatoes?
I think potatoes can be a really great thing. I eat a lot of sweet potatoes, but they can also hinder you if you're trying to lose weight, because they are high in carbs and they're really starchy foods. And the nightshade thing, I believe in it. You know, foods that are in the nightshade category, some people are sensitive to them. Now you're hearing about, I think it's, is it pectins? Any fruits or vegetables that have seeds people need to stay away from? And that really cuts a lot.
That's
like almost everything, right?
Yeah, not going to do that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Not going to do that, hippies.
No.
Not doing it.
No.
But it's really geared towards people who have those sensitivities. So it's not a blanket statement, but it says,
Right. Hey,
if you're having these problems, see if you're sensitive to pectins.
Okay.
Or see if you're sensitive to nightshades.
Right.
Which a lot of people, there's so many sensitivities now.
I have sensitivities to Wendy's chicken nuggets, but that's...
Really?
And seafood as well.
Really?
Shellfish. Oh, yeah. Can't do it. I have different reactions to different... So with all different shellfish, I have different reactions. I hate shrimp, so I'm never going to eat it. I've tried it. I fucking hate it. It's disgusting.
Really?
Oh, it's like turd. It's nasty. That I just associate it with being turd.
Wow.
I hate shrimp so much. But like with lobster, my lips blow up like Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
And then with crab, I have 15 minutes to make it to a bathroom for, like, because I'll either throw up or other things. It just does not, like, real crab. Like, I can eat imitation crab sushi all day long. Give me real crab sushi, I'm in trouble.
Wow.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's kind of common, I feel like, people with seafood allergies or sensitivities.
Which would be so sad, because
I
love all seafood, really, honestly.
All of it.
So, yeah.
Big fan of tuna and salmon. Big fan of
those. And those are the oily, and those are the ones that are like
fatty,
you know, fatty and oily and don't eat a lot of.
Taste like chicken.
Like
yep. How about me?
Oh my God.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything we didn't cover?
I don't know. I think we covered
it all.
We got
everything.
You can find Christina on Instagram at The Positive Side Effects. How did you get that name, by the way?
Oh my gosh. So I've been wanting to put together a blog for years and I couldn't figure out a good name, so it just, I couldn't move forward. I didn't want to have a blog with a dumb name. So we were listening to the radio. It was the winter, last winter before I started school. And my husband was in the kitchen and I was in the other room and the radio's on and you hear some ad for another medication and it was like, talk to your doctor about this. And then it goes on with all the side effects. And I was just like, Joel, what the hell? Like, you never hear anybody talking about positive side effects. It's to negative this, negative that. And he was like, honey, that's your name. And I was like, what's my name? He's like, the positive side effects. And I was
that's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah, really. That's perfect.
Yeah.
But also, so let's also say this, that not only do you, it's not more like you don't always talk about food or nutrition on your Instagram as well. You actually talk about being happy and what you can do because, I mean, a lot of it is not necessarily about eating right. Do you feel like just eating right is not going to make you happy?
Right.
But, like, the mental game that comes with it. So I know, and you and I, obviously, we've known each other for 28 years, so there's that. But, you know, the whole thing, you talking about, even when we went to Jesse Elder, mm-hmm. you know, just whole different ideas on mindsets.
Mindset.
Your mind is your biggest enemy about things, too.
It totally is. You're absolutely right about that.
So, and I mean, you talk about that. You also, you know, you've got... You went and got professional photos. Oh,
those are awesome.
Raya on assignment. If anybody ever needs brand photography done or just wants to get their photos done or family photos or anything, weddings, she is incredible.
Yeah.
She's
a wonderful girl. Your photos are awesome.
Thank you so much. It was the first time I ever had, like, real professional photos done, and she made me feel so comfortable, and I thought it was going to be awkward. She said, you know, the millennials and the younger kids who are used to taking pictures of themselves all the time and doing selfies, when she does pictures with them, they are just so great behind the camera. But the people who are like 10 years older,
right.
who aren't doing selfies all day long, they're kind of like, can you help me? I'm a little nervous. And she totally got me through it. So
right. Awesome.
It was good.
Awesome.
Great.
So we can find you on thepositivesideeffects.com. We can find you on the Positive Side Effects on Instagram. Do you have a Facebook page?
I have a personal Facebook page, but Bridget has been hounding me to get a business page going, so I got to do that next.
Kind of like Cook's Island, by the way, if you guys haven't hit that one up. You should probably hit that one up.
Cook's Sometimes Island.
Got some good content in there.
I wonder how you know, Bridget.
I don't know. It's kind of like JAS Electric and San Francisco Infernal softball teams. I don't know. Mary Kay by Monica. I don't know. so many
She's
things.
Available for hire.
I am not. I am currently busy with things. There is a person in my life, and I am focusing on doing things with that.
Praise the Lord!
I know. Alicia's so sick of me. Like, what are you doing? Oh, you with Peter. So there's that.
All right. Well, I'm so excited that you came by. I hope this would not be the last time this year that we actually see you.
I hope not, too.
Because I think you have so many great things coming up this year, and just so excited to.
Do you want
to
manifest what your goals are for 2018? Like what you got coming up that you think you want to aim for?
That's a really good question. So
yes, nailed it.
Really good question. And this is this will help me be accountable to getting these goals done because I'm putting it on the air. So this year, along with my nutritional therapy practice on the side, I'm studying cancer, why we get cancer, what causes cancer, and alternative therapies and what's been successful. So that's been my focus because over the past about year and a half, I've been writing a memoir that I'm going to weave a personal story with cancer with the things I wish I knew at the time based on, you know, alternative therapies and what a person goes through when they have cancer. So that's my focus for 2018 is to get that done.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's going to be Blackburn Challenge again?
Maybe.
Maybe.
She's just going to show up the day before and be like, I'm going to register for this. Yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Clearly I did not bike the Blackburn Challenge last year at all. Didn't even get off the foot on the training process. But hey, I've been doing kickboxing since September.
Awesome.
I've also been doing drumming and Zumba since September.
Well, what are your goals for 2018?
Oh,
you have manifested?
No, I mean, yes, actually, I already talked to Mr. A about this because I do my manifesting and my goals after my birthday. And I would like to at least get through the kickboxing class, like the front kicks, without being like, okay, I've done four. I'm good. I can't. Like, I hate front kicks so bad. But it's funny because when I had told my kickboxing class what happened with my incident last week, like, what would you have done if you caught him? Like, fucking need him until I could get the cops on the phone. I'm like, I had just come from kickboxing. I was warm. I was ready. I was like, oh. I'm like, I wanted him to trip at the bottom of the stairs and I just would have gone.
I know, I can't imagine.
And you know what? And I play that game and then I also play the what if he did have a weapon kind of thing. And so I'm like, you know what? This is what happened.
Right.
I've been told by many police officers not to do it again. I was like, yeah. It was just a rage instinct.
Yeah. I mean, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Like, I will continue. I just, it's the... It's just,
I mean, a lot of people were like, I would have just stood in shock. It's like...
No, I don't stand.
I could have been, yeah. If I hadn't been at kickboxing, I mean, there may not have been blind rage.
Right.
But there was blind fucking rage. And trust me, no one is more surprised than this 5'2" fat chick, okay?
Oh my God.
Like...
I can't with you. All right, on that note...
What about your goals?
Oh, mine? Oh, to get through it, I guess.
I think that's everyone's goal.
It's really hard. I know I'm... For me, it's, as you know, my daughter's graduating high school. I'm moving. Wow. So it's more like life goals more than personal. I mean, I really do need to start working out again. I say that, you know, every day.
Well,
it's
still
life.
A personal goal. Like, you're moving,
yeah.
Your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's still personal stuff.
You know, all that stuff. So
that's not happening in my life.
Getting
that's
my
not
life
my
together.
Life event. I'm not moving. I mean, not yet.
So just all that kind of stuff. It's just it's a big, this year's a big transition year.
Got
you
it.
Know, my son going to high school.
Wow,
it's
she just, is.
Yeah,
so
since
she's
September.
Going to high school.
Yeah.
She's
going
finishing.
To college. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's just a lot of, like, transition. It's a big transition year, so.
Yeah.
So just to get through the transitions, it's just going to be a lot between now and September, actually, the end of the year, but September, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy. Already is going to be crazy.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope to see you again. Mr. E's coming out of the shower.
I hope you're in a towel.
All right. This is Alicia Unleashed, episode 73. Out.
Bye.
Bye.